Begin with a series of questions. First of all, the Rambam writes in Klei HaMikdash, it's here in the Maror Mekoymes, it's the third item. When the Aron was transported from place to place, the mitzvah is to carry the Aron not in a wagon, and not on an animal, but rather it has to be carried on by shoulder. It has to be shouldered. Forgot that halacha, as the Gemara tells us. Now, this mitzvah, we know, comes from the Torah itself. The Torah describes how Bnei Kohos were not given wagons. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving out the wagons to Bnei Levi to carry the Mishkan. But Bnei Kohos lo nosan. He didn't give wagons to Bnei Kohos. Ki avodas ha-kodesh aleihem. The Torah says their avodah was to carry the Klei HaKodesh. Bakosif Yisol. That had to be carried by shoulder. It couldn't be carried by wagon. And that's the source, of course, for this Rambam. The question is, and this is our first question, in the Torah itself, this tzivoy of Bakosif Yisol is not limited only to the Aron. The Bnei Kohos carried not only the Aron, they carried the Shulchan, they carried the Mizbeach, they carried the Menorah. They couldn't have wagons. Moshe Rabbeinu did not give them wagons for that either, because all of that had to be carried by shoulder. Yet the Rambam, when he writes this mitzvah l'doros, when the Rambam codifies this mitzvah, the Rambam only presents this mitzvah in regard to the Aron. Here in Hukas Beis Klei HaMikdash, likewise in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs HaSeh Lama Dalet, the Rambam only has the mitzvah of Akosav Yisrael in regard to the Aron. It seems from the Rambam that the mitzvah to carry the other kelim by shoulder is not a mitzvah l'doros. One of the rules the Rambam gives in the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he presents the rules to Shoshim, which mitzvahs count as part of the Tayag mitzvahs, which mitzvahs don't. So one of the main rules is that a mitzvah, in order to count as one of the Tayag mitzvahs, has to be a mitzvah that was for all times, was for posterity. A mitzvah that was only for the Dor HaMidbar does not count as one of the Tayag mitzvahs. So, for example, the Dor HaMidbar had a mitzvah not to leave the mon overnight, and not to go collecting mon on Shabbos. Those were mitzvahs that they had, that they were mechuyivin. Those are not part of the Tayag mitzvahs because they were only for that time. They're not mitzvahs for posterity. They're not mitzvahs with Doris. So, it seems from the Rambam that the mitzvah of Akosav Yisol in regard to the other Kalim does not make it into the Tayag mitzvahs. Apparently, that's not a mitzvah l'doros. That was only a mitzvah for that time. Masha'enki, the mitzvah of carrying the oroin b'kosei, that for some reason is different. That already the Rambam brings as one of the Tayag mitzvahs as being a mitzvah l'doros. So the obvious question is, why should there be such a distinction? In the Torah, we don't find that distinction. All of the kelim had to be carried b'kosei. Why should the Rambam distinguish between the carrying of the oroin, which he counts as a mitzvah l'doros, and the carrying of the other kelim, which for some reason he doesn't? That's the first question. Second question is, the Rambam here in Klei HaMikdash doesn't specify who exactly is it that's doing the carrying. It says, Mitzvah L'noi Klei Ala Kosef. But in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's the last item here in the Maror Mekoymes, at the very bottom, the Rambam writes, HaMitzvah Ala Medalid, Yishe Tzivonu She Yisru HaKoyanim Ha'oran Al Kisvehen, Yishe Nitzel Losis Losim Mimokim Lamokim. The Rambam says that this Mitzvah was given to the Koyanim. The Koyanim of the Mitzvah to carry the Oran. That we know in the Midbar, that's not the way it was. In the Midbar, the Aron, together with the other Kalim, was carried by Bnei Kohos. And yet, for some reason, here the Rambam writes that the mitzvah became a mitzvah for the Kohanim. So the Rambam himself explains. It's the second line. Even though at the time of the Midbar, the mitzvah of Akosav Yisrael was said to the Levim, was said to the Bnei Kohos, Omnum hoyezel miyat misper ha-Kohanim azmanahu. That was only because at that time there were very few Kohanim to go around. There was only Aaron and his few children. There weren't enough Kohanim to do all of the carrying. So therefore it had to be burdened, it had to be shouldered by Bnei Kohos. But L'doros, Amnon L'doros, Chayofim B'mitzvah HaKohanim B'hem Yisrael. L'doros, the mitzvah changed. L'doros, there were already enough Kohanim to go around. There were more Kohanim. The mitzvah therefore transferred somehow to the Kohanim. Now it becomes the mitzvah for the Kohanim to carry. The Rambam has a proof from this, from the Psukim and Sefer Yeshua, from other Psukim and Sefer Shmuel, that when they crossed the Yarden, the Torah says that the Aron was carried by HaKohanim HaLevim. So the The Pesukim in Sefer Yeshua describe how the Kohenim carried the Oren across the Yarden. They stepped into the Yarden split, and the Bnei Yisrael went across, and the Kohenim carrying the Oren, they went across. So the Pesuk there in Yeshua talks about HaKohenim HaLevim. The Rambam understands that to mean the Kohenim, who also happened to be from Shevet Levi, but they're Kohenim. So the Oren was apparently carried by Kohenim, and not by Levim, not by Bnei Kos, not by Levim at all, but actually by the Kohenim. So therefore the Rambam says, based on those Pesukim Sefer Shmuel as well, that the mitzvah, in fact, in the Doros, once we went out of the Midbar, the mitzvah became a mitzvah for the Kohenim rather than for the Bnei Levi. And not all Rishonim agree to this, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban understands the Pesukim over there in Sefer Yeshua differently. HaKohenim and HaLevim, the Ramban takes to mean the Kohenim and the Levim, anybody from Shevet Levi, because it's a mitzvah on Shevet Levi to carry the Oren. But the Rambam's understanding, we're focusing today on the Rambam, is that it really was a mitzvah L'Doros only on the Kohenim. The mitzvah changed. In the Midbar it was Bnei Kohos, it was the Levim. There weren't enough Kohenim in the Midbar. Later on, there were enough Kohenim, and the mitzvah became a mitzvah on the Kohenim. So my question is, second question, is how could it be that in the Midbar, till we crossed the Yarden, there were not enough Kohenim to go around? Therefore, the mitzvah had to be, which is supposed to be apparently for the Kohenim. There's not enough Kohenim, so the mitzvah is on the Levim. So all the 40 years in the Midbar, who carried the Oren? The Levim, the Bnei Kohos. Right? It's a paucity of Kohenim. So we have to give it to the Levim. Then, Moshe Rabbeinu dies. So a week later, we cross the Yarden. All of a sudden, there's enough Kohenim. This is a week after the... So what happened? All of a sudden, in that week, was a sudden population explosion among the Kohenim. Now, all of a sudden, we have enough Kohenim that we can give the mitzvah over to the Kohenim. We don't see in the Pesukim any allusion to such a change. So how can we understand this transition that's going on here between the Midbar, and there aren't enough Kohenim, and suddenly, a short time later, we're crossing the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael, and suddenly there's a sufficient number of Kohenim, we can give the mitzvah over to the Kohenim. So I want to get a handle on that. That's the second question. Third question, it's going to be five questions in all. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it's the first item here. Lo yasa odom bayis, tabnes hechel, achsadri, tabnes ulum, chotzer, keneged azor, shulchan, keneged shulchan, menorah, keneged menorah. There's an iser to manufacture a replica of the kelim, of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, and likewise of the kelim that we use in the Beis HaMikdash. The structure, that means a life-size model. A miniature model is okay, but a life-size mock-up of the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to make. A chotzer to the dimensions of the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash. An ulam to the dimensions of the ulam of the Beis HaMikdash. And likewise, it's also to make kelim that are replicas of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to manufacture a menorah, you're not allowed to manufacture a shulchan, you're not allowed to manufacture a mizbeach, and so on. The Gemara derives this from the pasuk Leisasim Iti. It's actually the same pasuk from which we derive the prohibition to create a human image, a sculpture of a human being or of a malach. It's also learned that from the same pasuk Leisasim Iti. The Rambam, interestingly, divides this up into two halachas, into two different areas. The issue to manufacture a human form, to sculpt human form, that the Rambam puts in Hilchos Aveda Zara. Apparently, the Rambam holds that. Even though it doesn't, for the issue to apply, it doesn't have to be made for the purposes of Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, the Rambam apparently understands that it's related to the idea of Avodah Zarah. On the other hand, the issue to create a model, a replica of the Kerem of the Beis HaMikdash, or of the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Rambam puts in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that whole chapter is devoted to the topic of Moira Mikdash. There's a mitzvah of Moira Mikdash as Mikdashi Tiro'o, that we have to treat the Beis HaMikdash with reverence. Certain things we can't do when we're on top of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azura and so on. We don't walk around with a wallet and don't spit in the Beis HaMikdash. So among those halachas, the Rambam has this halacha of Lo Yasa Odom Bayis Tavnes Hechel and so on. So apparently this halacha already the Rambam understands as having to do with Moira Mikdash. To make a model of the Beis HaMikdash shows a lack of Moira, of reverence for the Beis HaMikdash. Question is the following. Both in the Gemara and in the Rambam, when he brings it lahalocha, there's a very striking omission. If you look at the kelim that the Gemara enumerates and that the Rambam enumerates, so the Rambam has shulchan b'tzura. Look at the Rambam. Yeah, the same thing in the Gemara. Shulchan b'tzura shulchan, menorah b'tzura menorah, The Gemara has Mizbeach also. I think the Rambam also had Mizbeach. I just don't think here it's on the sheet. But what's not on the list? The Gemara also. Shulchan keneged shulchan, menorah keneged menorah. What's not listed? Actually, maybe Mizbeach is not. But Mizbeach may be a different issue. We'll leave Mizbeach out of it. But as far as, what's missing here from the list? The Aron. Very striking omission. Why doesn't the Rambam say that there's an issue to make an Aron? That's certainly one of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. And that certainly should be subject to this issur. Why doesn't the Rambam say, somebody's making a movie, wants to have a model of the Aron, not allowed to do it? It goes into the issur of Lesas and Iti. Why doesn't that get mentioned in the Rambam at all? Now, when Mike attempted to answer that the Rambam didn't need to mention especially that there's an issur to make the Aron, because the Aron includes the Kruvim, and you're anyway not allowed to make Kruvim, because making Kruvim, that goes into the issur of making a human image or an image of a malach. The Gemara says you're not allowed to make kechovim, mazolis, srofim, oifanim, chayis. Not allowed to make any kol shamoshi, mus shamoshi, mshamshim, lufari, bamorim, any heavenly being. So you're not allowed to, anyway, not allowed to manufacture kruvim. So if you're not allowed to manufacture kruvim, so automatically you're not going to be able to make a real replica of the Oren. So maybe the Rambam didn't have to bother to tell me over here that there's an issur to make the Oren, because it's anyway going to be forbidden on account of the kruvim. But maybe that's all one. The kaparis was the kaparis of the Aron, so maybe that's one unit. But I don't think this is a good. I don't think this is a valid answer for the following reason. According to the Rambam, the issur to make human images of malochim and so on, as I said before, that belongs to Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It's a different issur entirely. The issur they were talking about over here belongs to the halachos of Meir Mikdash. It's a separate issur. It's two different prohibitions. So even if it's true that manufacturing the Oren is going to be a violation on account of the Kruvim, so it'll be a violation from the Hilchos Avodah Zarah side, but the Rambam should still tell me that it's also a violation from the point of view of Hilchos Meir Mikdash. These are two different areas of halacha, they're two different kinds of Isur. And the Rambam doesn't say it. So therefore the question remains outstanding, why does the Rambam fail to mention, and for that matter, why does the Gemara fail to mention when it's listing all of the Kalim, why does he fail to mention the Isur to make a suros, to make a replica of the art. Another question. The Rambam writes with us tefillah as follows. It's the fourth item here. Shabbayna beis haknesses, when we build the shul, and bayna noise elav agobah shul yishnema b'roish primiyus tikro, ma'bi noise hashtag gvoya mikol chatseres yishnema l'roimim is beis elokeinu. Rambam says the halacha that when you build the shul, the doorway of the shul should be in the east. The same way that it was in the Mishkan, the doorway was in the east, the Heichal was in the west, the Beis HaMikdash was that way. So likewise the shul should be Me'ein Mikdash, it should also be like the Beis HaMikdash, the doorway should be in the east. Then the Rambam continues, the shul also has an Aron Kodesh, has a door, and it has an Aron Kodesh. Where do you put the Aron Kodesh? Says the Rambam, you put the Aron Kodesh on the side of the shul towards which people daven, which means towards Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam tells me that the structure of a shul is the doorway is in the east, but the Aron Kodesh faces Eretz Yisrael. The source for this Rambam is a Tosefta. Quote Tosis in Erev and Daf Yud-Ches quotes this Tosefta. The Tosefta has a different understanding of the Tosefta altogether. The Tosefta says that a shul, the doorway of a shul should be in the east. Tosefta understands that to mean that the Tosefta is talking about a specific case where the Oren happens to be in the west. It's a shul that, let's say you're in, for some reason, Tosefta is imagining a case where the Oren is in the west the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the doorway of the shul has to be facing the Oren. However, Tosefta says, that if you have a shul with the Yoram Kodesh, let's say to the north, because maybe the shul is south of Eretz Yisrael, then the doorway should be in the south. In other words, the real point of the Tosefta, according to Tosfos, is that the doorway should face the Oren, which is the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The doorway of the Beis HaMikdash, the Pesach of the Beis HaMikdash, faced the Oren. But it doesn't necessarily have to be in the east. The Tosefta is imagining a case where the Oren is in the west, and therefore, because that's the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore the doorway is going to be in the east. But the real point is, first you decide where the Oren is going to be, facing Eretz Yisrael. And then you build a doorway on the opposite wall, so you walk in facing the Oren, the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well. The halach in Shulchan Aruch is, the doorway of a shul should be in the opposite wall of the Oren Kodesh should face Eretz Yisrael. But it's very clear that that's not the Rambam. The Ram says the Oren faces Eretz Yisrael, the Ruach Shem is falling by Isayir, but the doorway of the Shul should be in the east. In other words, according to the Rambam, the doorway of the Shul, regardless of where the Oren is, the Oren might be to the north, it might be to the south, it might be to the west, it might be to the east for that matter. The doorway of a shul has to be the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash, the doorway was in the east. The doorway of a shul should be in the east because it has to be like the Beis Hamikdash. But the Oren doesn't have to be in the west. The Oren has to be facing Eretz Yisrael. So here as well, I want to raise the question: if indeed a shul has to be Beis Hamikdash, and that demands, according to the Rambam, that the doorway has to be in the east, so why doesn't that likewise mandate that the Heichal should be in the west and the Beis Hamikdash, the Heichal, is in the west? If there's a halacha that a shul has to be oriented on the compass in a way that reflects the idea of Mei Mikdosh, and that requires that the doorway be in the east, so it should also require that the Heichal be in the west. That's not the way the Rambam presents it. I don't really care about the relationship between the doorway and the Heichal, according to the Rambam. All I care about is the door. The Heichal has to find its own. The Heichal is a different concern. It should face Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're dominating. The whole Mei Mikdosh is only in regard to the door, not in regard to the Heichal. But also I want to try and see if we can't understand why the Rambam holds over. Finally, the last question. The Torah says in the beginning of this week's parsha, "Estavnis haMishkan veEstavnis kol kelov v'chein tasu." The Torah is about to describe the form of the Mishkan, the form of the kelim, v'chein tasu. And this is the way you should do it. It says Rashi, "V'chein tasu" means l'dayos, but for all times. This is the way, well, the Mishkan is not for all time. Presumably, it means the Kalim. The Kalim of the Mishkan, which the Torah describes in great detail, those details are not only for the Mishkan, for that time, but for all times, whenever we're going to have, in the Beis Hamikdash, we're going to have the same Kalim, they have to also follow the format, the Tzura, that the Torah outlines for the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. The Ramban there disagrees. The Ramban says he doesn't know that that's true, he thinks it's not true. But there was no, when the Torah described the tzur of the kelim of the Mishkan, the Torah was talking only for that time. There is no requirement that the kelim later in the Beis Hamikdash had to be the same as the kelim that were in the Mishkan. Rather, says the Ramban, the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash had to be al pi nevuah. Same way the Gemara says al pi Hashem hakol b'ksav mi'ad Hashem olai hiskir. The Gemara says that they had a beruch hakodesh, they had a kabbalah how the tzur of the Beis Hamikdash had to be. The tzur of the Beis Hamikdash, the architecture of the Beis Hamikdash, was not the same as the Mishkan. So where did they get it from? Did they just make it up? Maybe they hired an expensive architect. So the Gemara says, no, they had a Masorah, Al-Pi Ruach HaKadosh, they had Shmuel HaNovi, they had a Masorah, how the Beis Hamikdash had to be constructed. The Surah, how the Beis Hamikdash had to be. By Shlisha, we have from Yecheskel HaNovi, how it has to be. It's all Ruach HaKadosh. How the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants the Beis Hamikdash to be formatted. So Ramban says, likewise the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. Shmuel HaNovi told David HaMelech, this is how the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash has to be, this is how the Shulchan of the Beis Hamikdash has to be, and it didn't necessarily have to be exactly the same as it was in the Mishkan. For the most part, it was the same, but it didn't have to be the same. In fact, the Ramban says there were differences. You see, the Mizbeach certainly was very different in the Beis Hamikdash, far larger than was the Mizbeach HaPnim, than it was in the Mishkan, says the Ramban. You see that it doesn't have to be, doesn't have to conform, it doesn't have to be the same as it was in the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is, the Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Ches learns out many halachos of how a mizbeach has to be and how a menorah has to be from the Pesukim and Parshas Truma. The Gemara talks about which aspects of the menorah are ma'akiv, are the gevim, the kaftar mitrochim ma'akiv, the zohog ma'akiv. It's a lot of halachos. It's a whole sugya, but they're complicated sugya. With the clouds and drushes, how exactly the menorah has to be fashioned, and which parts are mission critical, are likuva, which parts are not. And the same thing with mizbeach, menorah is drushes. If the ribu is ma'akev, the kronos of mizbeach are ma'akev, all learned that from the psukim and Parshas Truma. So if you're like Rashi, I understand the daras. These are all these psukim are talking for all time. But according to the Ramban, that it's only talking the Shah, the psukim themselves are only describing the Mishkan, and what went on later in the Beis Hamikdash was a separate issue entirely. So then how can we learn out the rules for the Kalim and the Mishkan from the Beis Hamikdash from the Pesukim that are talking about Kalim and the Mishkan? So this question is raised by the Orach Chaim. And the Orach Chaim answers that even the Ramban concedes that those aspects of the Kalim that were the Ikuva that you could not do without were the Dors. That was said for all time. The Ramban's only, when the Ramban says that it was that the Pesukim were only the Shah, they were only for that time, he's talking about those aspects of the kelim that were not li'ikuvah. For example, the menorah, certain things were ma'akif. seven konim with leikuva. If you had six konim, it was no good. The gviim katorim and prochem, the says that's not leikuva. That depends if it's a menorah shel zohav, it's leikuva. If it's a menorah of other metals, it's not leikuva. Zohav itself is not leikuva. So there are certain aspects. We'll learn that from something. There are certain aspects that are leikuva, certain aspects that are not leikuva. Says the Arachayim, the aspects that are leikuva, you can't do without. So those are ledoros. The aspects that are only leshoah, that are not leikuva, but not ma'akiv, those things were only said leshoah, they were not said ledoros. That's the answer of the Arachayim. That answer itself needs an explanation from Yimonashach. If the psukim are talking leshoah, then no. Well, the psukim are talking entirely leshoah. If the psukim are talking ledoros, then they should be talking entirely ledoros. Where's the sakina harifa? Where's the knife? What's the reason to divide? What reason is there to make this distinction? And those aspects of the kelim that are li'kuva, those aspects that are not li'kuva. Those are the five questions that we want to try and solve. Again, the five questions are why the Rambam has the mitzvah of masa orim bekotif, carrying the kelim by shoulder, only in regard to the orim. In the psukim there said, in the psukim it seems that it's in regard to all of the kelim. Number two, the Rambam says that while in the Dora Midbar, the mitzvah of carrying the kelim was on the Levium, it later went to the Kohenim. The Midbar was only on the Levium because there weren't enough Kohenim to go around. So the question is, and the minute they crossed the yard and all of a sudden there were enough Kohenim to go around, how did that change? The third question is, why in the mitzvah of Lisas and Iti, not fabricating a model of the Beis HaMikdash or a model of the Kohenim of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara and the Rambam, they enumerate all of the various Kohenim, but they don't say anything about the Oren. Why isn't the Oren on that list? Fourth question is, why does the Rambam hold that when you build a shul, the doorway of the shul has to be Me'ein Mikdash, has to be in the east? But the Heichel does not have to be in the east. There's no Dimei Mikdash on the Heichel. The fifth question is, how do we understand this distinction in the Ramban, that the aspects of the Kelim that are Likuvo, those were the Doris, and the aspects of the Kelim that were not Likuvo, that were only the Mitzvah, those were only said the Shah, and they were not said the Doris. Why should it be a reason? Well, what could be the reason for such a distinction? So we'll begin as follows. There is a Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Where in the Minyan HaMitzvahs should we situate the mitzvah to create the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? As Harris says, you have to make Shulchan, Mizbeach, Mevero, all of these various kelim. Where do they belong in the Minyan HaMitzvahs? Everybody agrees, both the Rambam and the Ramban, that they don't count as separate mitzvahs in their own right. There's no mitzvah in the Tayag Mitzvahs, neither in the Rambam scheme of things, nor in the Ramban scheme of things. There's no mitzvah, separate mitzvah to build the Mizbeach, to build the Menorah, and so on. So where is it included? It's included in some other mitzvah. So here is a machlokes. The Rambam says that the mitzvah to create kelim is included in the mitzvah to build the mishkan. The mitzvah of v'osel mikdash, which is one of the mitzvahs, one of the tayag mitzvahs, includes, says the Rambam, to build the kelim that the Beis HaMikdash needs to have. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the mitzvah to create kelim is not part of the mitzvah v'osel mikdash. Rather, the mitzvah to create kelim is included in the mitzvah of the various avodos that require those kelim. So there's a mitzvah, for example, of hadlokas ha-menorah. You can't have hadlokas ha-menorah if you don't have a menorah. So therefore the mitzvah to make a menorah is a prat, or maybe a hechsher, in the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. You have to bring karbonis. Well, you can't bring karbonis if you don't have a mizbeach. The mitzvah to build a mizbeach is a prat in the mitzvah to bring karbonis. The Mizbeach HaKetores is presumably a prat in the mitzvah to be Makdik HaKetores, and so on with the Shulchan, there's a mitzvah of Lechem Apodim. That includes the mitzvah to have a Shulchan. In that light, I think we can understand the distinction of the Aruch Chaim. The Aruch Chaim says, the Ramban says, the mitzvah, the details of the Kelim says the Ramban are not Lederis. The details could be different than the Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara learns out Psukim, learns out uses the Psukim, learns out Halachas from the Psukim of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Aruch Chaim said, as I said a minute ago, that there's a difference between the aspects of the Kelim that are Li'kuva and the aspects of the Kelim that are only in the Mitzvah. Why should that make a difference? I think we can understand it very well in light of the Ramban's own position, that the Mitzvah to create Kelim is a prat in the Mitzvah of the Avodah that those Kelim are being used to serve. So let's talk about the Menorah. There's no Mitzvah to build the Menorah. The Mitzvah is to light the Menorah. But in order to light the menorah, you have to have a menorah. Therefore, the mitzvah to have a menorah is included in the mitzvah to light the menorah. Well, to light a menorah, I need to have a menorah, but what I need to have are only those aspects of the menorah that are likuva. The aspects of the menorah that, if I don't have them, I'm not going to have a menorah, I won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of hadlaka. Those are indeed part of the mitzvah of hadlaka. But those aspects of the menorah that are not likuba, I don't need to have them. So when I'm building a menorah, I'm supposed to do it a certain way. But if I built a menorah otherwise, the menorah is perfectly functional. I left out, I had a menorah not shalzov. I made a menorah out of silver. It's not likuba. You could have a menorah, the Hashmonoim couldn't afford gold, they had a metal menorah. They had a lead menorah. It's not likuba. So the mitzvah hadlokas ha-menorah does not require a menorah shalzov. Doesn't necessarily require gvim kathayim prokham. It requires certain things that are likub in the menorah itself. Without them, I won't have a functioning menorah. I won't be able to do the hadlaka. So therefore, those aspects of the kelim that are necessary, that are likubah, that means they're going to be ma'akiv in the avodah. So they're included in the mitzvah of the avodah, and therefore they're ledoros. Because the mitzvah of the avodah is ledoros. Hadlaka is the menorah, is the mitzvah ledoros. That includes having the menorah with the bare necessity, what a menorah has to have. But those aspects of the menorah that are not likubah have nothing to do with the mitzvah of hadlaka. Having Vim Kathurim and Prochim has nothing to do with the Mitzvah Adloka. The Mitzvah Adloka can go on regardless of whether they're Vim Kathurim and Prochim there or not. So therefore, that's not included in the Mitzvah Adloka Samanar. So let it be included as a Mitzvah. So let it be a separate Mitzvah at least. So we can ask, so let it be a separate Mitzvah. If it's not subsumed in the Mitzvah Adloka Samanar, so then the Gvim, the Kathurim, the Prochim, the Zob, all the things that are not Likuva, why aren't they Mitzvahs in their own right? The answer is, Ramban Lashitosa, that that's Takanat Ladaris. The Mitzvah Ladaris didn't have to be that way. So the two Rambans go together. Those aspects of the Ramban saying the mitzvah to make a menorah is only l'shot, it's not l'doros. L'doros could be differently. Happened to be in most cases it was the same because al pi nevuah they made the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash the same. Why should the Rebbeinu Shalom change his mind? But it's a separate mitzvah. It's not learned out from the sukkah. So therefore it's not included in the Tayag mitzvahs because what's included in the Tayag mitzvahs are only the things that are l'doros, not the things that are l'shot. On the other hand, those aspects of the kelim that are l'ikubah, those are l'doros. Gemara implies that we learn out the halachas that are critical, we learn out from the psukim, like the Orach Chaim says. Those things are ledoros, but those aspects are included in the mitzvah of the mitzvahs of the various avodas, which the kelim are part of. So that's the rationale, I think, for this divide that the Orach Chaim is making within the mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim. Now, the Ramban, by his own lights, says, since the Ramban Shita is that the making of the kelim is included in the avodas of the kelim, halakas emunah, havas hakarbonis, and so on. So there's one kli, says the Ramban, that really can't be subsumed, can't be included in any particular avodah, and that's the oren. The oren wasn't used in any of the avodas, even though on Yom Kippur they were mazal adam kenegah the oren. I suppose the Ramban holds that had to be the makom oren, but didn't require the oren itself. You see, in Bayis Shem they did it without an oren. Says the Ramban, that already is not going to fit. The Oren doesn't fit under the heading of any of the other of the various avodas. So therefore, the Ramban maintains that making the Oren already is a mitzvah in its own right. And therefore, the Ramban in the Shikhas Esen, the Ramban at the end of Sefer Mitzvahs, where he lists all the mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot to put into the Tayag mitzvahs, one of those mitzvahs is to make an Oren. The Ramban clearly lishitos it. The Oren can't be included in any other mitzvah. The Rambam, on the other hand, does not have a mitzvah to make an Oren as a separate mitzvah. So it would be tempting to say that the Rambam is also the Shitasa. Since the Rambam holds that the mitzvah to make kelim is included under the heading of what mitzvah? Rosh Limikdosh. Well, Rosh Limikdosh includes Shulchan, Mizbeach, Menorah, it includes the Oren too. And therefore the Rambam, the Shitasa, doesn't have the Oren as a separate mitzvah. That's what one would be tempted to say. But you have to resist that temptation. It's not true. If you look at the Rambam in the beginning of Beis HaBchira, we don't have it here in the Maram HaKemis. But the Rambam, the beginning of Beis HaBchira, says that there's a mitzvah. Not the beginning of this. The Rambam, the beginning of Beis HaBchira, says there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdosh. Mitzvah to say, live with bias Hashem. And then he goes on and he describes the things that the Beis HaMikdosh has to have and that are included in this mitzvah. Ve'elein advarim shem ikir b'binyan ha-bias. These are the things that the Beis HaMikdosh has to have. Kodesh, Kadoshim. First of all, he goes through the various things of the structure, parts of the structure. And then he says also Kalim. Vaisim Mimikdash Kalim. Mizbeach, Loilo, and the Keves, and the Kior, and the Menorah, and the Shulchan. And then for the next few chapters of the Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam goes one by one through the various Kalim and describes in great detail how each one of those Kalim has to be made, what the Kali has to look like. In the manuscript Rambam, they even have pictures. I think in the new Rambam, maybe they reproduce the pictures. In the Thank the Rambam, a picture of the menorah and so on. So the Rambam gives me in great detail exactly how you go about making a menorah, making a mizbeach, and so on. But there's one keli that the Ram does not mention. Doesn't appear on the list, and he doesn't give me any instructions for how to make it. And that is that's the arm. And the Chassidim have pointed out. Why did the Ram make, there's no mention there at all about a Asiyas HaAron. And the same thing with Sefer HaMitzvah. The Ram in Sefer HaMitzvah, when he has the mitzvah of Osul Mikdush, that's here, I think, in the Maariv HaKadosh. Mitzvah Sechof. So Ram says that you have to build a Beis HaMikdush, and he says that it includes the various parts that the Beis HaMikdush has to have. Menorah, Shulchan, Mizbeach. Again, no mention of the Aron. So that's very striking. I would have put the Aron first on the list. I'm listing the various Kelim that the Beis HaMikdush has to have. So I think there's no escaping the conclusion that the Rambam held that the Aron is not part of the mitzvah of the Osul HaMikdush. I mean, it's very clear in the Rambam. The mitzvah of the Osul HaMikdush includes the various other Kelim, Shulchan, Mizbeach, Menorah, all of which serve the purpose in the Beis HaMikdush. It did not include the Aron. And the Aron was not part of the mitzvah of the Osul HaMikdush, and I would go even further and say that the Aron was not part of the Beis HaMikdush at all. It lived in the Beis HaMikdush. It was not part of the Beis HaMikdush. So you'll ask me, if that's the case, that the Aron is not part of the Beis HaMikdush, then it should count as a separate mitzvah. The only reason the Ram doesn't count the Kelim as mitzvahs is because they're included in the mitzvah of the Osul HaMikdush. So, but if the Aron is not part of the mitzvah of the Osul HaMikdush, and it's separate, and it's not part of the Beis HaMikdush, then the Rambam, like the Ramban, should count the Aron as a separate mitzvah. So why do you think he doesn't?
Because the Aron never was lost. I mean, it's hidden, but it's not lost. There's no mitzvah to build.
That's right. The Ram holds that the mitzvah of building the Aron, that's probably what you want to say also. The Ram holds that the mitzvah to build the Aron was not a mitzvah l'doros. The Aron was built once for all time, and there's no mitzvah there is no mitzvah to build. It's a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to build the Aron. It's a mitzvah kayemis. It exists, the Aron. Moshe Rabbeinu created, it exists for all times, but there's no mitzvah to manufacture an Aron. And the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have to have an Aron. And of course, the biggest raya that a Beis HaMikdash doesn't need an Aron is Vayishen, where they had a Beis HaMikdash and did all the things that a Beis HaMikdash is supposed to do, but it didn't have an Aron. So why didn't they have an Aron? So of course, they didn't have the Luchas. But if the Beis HaMikdash needs to have an Aron, so you should have to have an Aron regardless of whether there are Luchas or not. Apparently, the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam at least felt the Beis HaMikdash does not need an Aron. It's not part of the Osul HaMikdash, and the Aron, in fact, is not part of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a separate mitzvah because the building of the Aron was not a mitzvah l'doros; it was a mitzvah l'shov. But it's not included in the Osul HaMikdash. Yeah, very likely, Urim V'Tumim was not the Choshen, but the Urim V'Tumim. Well, the truth is, even the Choshen are part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kelim, the Bigdei Kun are not part of the Beis HaMikdash. That is a separate issue. But as far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, the Aron is not included. That being the case, I think this gives us right away. This is the reason why the Rambam does not include the Aron. For that matter, the Gemara. The Rambam does not include the Aron in the Isser of Lesasan Iti. The issue to manufacture kelim like the kelim that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam enumerates you can't build a replica of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Ulam, Achsadro, Azora, and you can't build, replicate the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And he lists Shulchan, Menorah, Mizbeach, but he doesn't mention the Aron. Why not? So I think the answer, in the light of what we've seen, the answer is Poshut. The Rambam holds that the issue to manufacture the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash does not apply to the Aron. Because the Rambam holds that the Rambam l'shitosoi. The Rambam says, what's the heading under which the Rambam describes the Isser of Lesasan Iti? Moira Mikdash. The Rambam puts it in Perek Zayin of Klei HaMikdash, the Isser of Moira of... It's the Isser of Beis HaBchira. The Rambam puts it in the Perek that's devoted to the mitzvah, to the Isser of Moira, to the mitzvah of Es Mikdashi Tiro. Moira Mikdash requires that we not replicate the Beis HaMikdash, requires that we not replicate the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Aron is not one of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Isser of Leisas and Iti does not apply to... This Isser of Leisas and Iti, the Isser of Meir HaMikdash, does not apply to the Aron. You anyway can't make a replica of the Beis HaMikdash because you're going to have a problem with the Kruvim. I mean, a replica of the Aron. You anyway can't manufacture an Aron because Aron has Kruvim and there's an Isser to make Kruvim. That's an Isser of in Hilchas of a Zohar. So I'm not suggesting you should go home and make a model of the Aron. You can have different problems. But as far as Hilchas Beis HaBchira is concerned, as far as the Isser of Meir HaMikdash is concerned, Shittas HaRambam at least, is that the Aron is not included in that Isser. There's no Meir HaMikdash when it comes to the Aron, because the Aron is not part of the Beis HaMikdash. I think that's why, likewise, the Rambam holds that when you build a shul, So shul has to be me'ein mikdash. The Tosefta says the shul has to be, the architecture of the shul has to be me'ein mikdash, and that requires that the Pesach, the door of the shul, be in the east. But it does not require, according to the Rambam, that the heichal be in the west. But Tosefta disagrees. Tosefta says me'ein mikdash means the doorway has to face the heichal. Wherever you put the heichal, the doorway has to be in the opposite direction, in order that you should have it should look like the base of mikdash. So according to Tosis, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, you build a shul, put the Aron where it's supposed to go, to face the Eretz Yisrael, but the doorway, the opposite side, it should look at least like, it won't be the same point on the compass of the Beis HaMikdash, but at least the structure will be the same. But the Rambam says, no, the Aron is a different issue. You put the Aron Kodesh in the shul wherever you want, wherever Eretz Yisrael is. But then when you want to put the doorway, you don't look at the Aron. Look at, the doorway itself should be in the east, because the Beis HaMikdash, the doorway was in the east. But the question we had before was, why isn't there a Me'ein Mikdash in regard to the Aron Kodesh? Shouldn't the Aron Kodesh also be Me'ein Mikdash? Why is the Me'ein Mikdash only in the door? Here it says, Hu Adova. The Rambam holds the Oren in the Beis HaMikdash was not part of the Beis HaMikdash. If the Oren in the Beis HaMikdash was not part of the Beis HaMikdash, then when you build the Shul Me'ein Mikdash, the Oren Kodesh is not part of that equation. The Oren Kodesh has nothing to do in the Beis HaMikdash, the Oren was not part of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Shul, the Oren Kodesh doesn't have halacha Me'ein Mikdash. Me'ein Mikdash is the doorway. The Shul should be oriented with the doorway in the east, because that's the way the Beis HaMikdash is oriented. The Aron Kodesh is a separate issue entirely. It has nothing to do with the idea of Me'ein Mikdash. Just parenthetically, I'll tell you a story. The Panovich Rav, when he was building the yeshiva in Panovich, in Bnei Brak, when he was building the Panovich yeshiva in Bnei Brak, so he had very great visions for what the yeshiva was going to look like. It was going to be a very striking building. So he hired an architect, and the architect made a very fancy model for the Beis Medrash. It was going to be an octagon, some very, different kind of shape, very striking. And Panav Zhirov, after he had approved the plans, so he went to sleep and he had a dream. And in his dream, he dreamt that the Noid of Yehuda came to him, and the Noid of Yehuda says he doesn't approve of the plans. So he woke up and he didn't know what it meant. So he took down his Shuvah's Noid of Yehuda and he started looking through. And he saw the Noid of Yehuda as a Shuvah. They asked about making a shul in the form of, I don't know if it was an octagon, but not a rectangle. Some different kind of shape than the normal rectangular shape that we make shuls. And the Noid of Yehuda says he doesn't think it's right. Just like this halacha that the doorway of a shul has to be in the east because it has to be Me'ein Mikdash. So Me'ein Mikdash means that it has to be a rectangle as well. So the Panovich Rav scrapped the plans. And if you go to Panovich, it's not an octagon, it's a rectangle. It's very beautiful anyway, but it's not an octagon. Anyway, let's go on. So now we come back to the issue of carrying the Aron. So the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Bakotiv Yisoh, the mitzvah to carry the kelim on the shoulders rather than on a wagon. So the Rambam says that the Rambam only brings that mitzvah in regard to the Aron. But in the Torah itself, the mitzvah of Bakotiv Yisoh was a mitzvah that was said only not only in regard to the Aron, it was said for all of the kelim that Bnei Kohath carry. The Shulchan, the Mizbeach, the Menorah, all the Kli HaKodesh. So why does the Rambam hold that, for some reason the Rambam holds that L'doris, the mitzvah only applies to the Aron, it doesn't apply to the Kelim. So I think the answer is as follows. The Rambam holds, as we've seen, that the other Kelim are part of the Mishkan. They're not independent, they don't have an independent existence. The Shulchan, the Mizbeach, the Menorah, they're furniture of the Beis of the Mishkan or of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Rambam held that the mitzvah of how to carry the kelim, namely Bakotiv Yisoh, only applied when there was a mitzvah to carry the Mishkan. It was part of the general mitzvah of how to carry the Mishkan. In the Midbar, there were a lot of mitzvahs in regard to carrying the Mishkan. Lo Yiru Kavalas HaKadosh, what they had to wrap up the Beis HaMikdash, the various cloths that they had in which to wrap the kelim, the chatzotris that they had to blow when the machane would march, and which machane would go first and which machane would go last, and where in the, and that the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan would travel in the midst of the machanos, besoicha machane, and so on. All of these halachas, and then of course there was the halachas of how to carry the kelim. That was also included. Bakotiv Yisoh, not to carry bagolas. The other kelim went on agolas, and so on. All of these halachas about how to carry the Mishkan were clearly mitzvahs l'shoah for the Dor HaMidbar. They don't carry on over the Torahs. We don't have any mitzvah in the Tayag mitzvahs about how to carry the Mishkan from place to place. Because the idea of Masa HaMishkan, there was no mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael of Masa HaMishkan. Even though the Mishkan was charev in various places and rebuilt elsewhere, the Mishkan was charev in Shiloh, it was rebuilt in Noiv, then it was in Givon, So the Mishkan did not stay in the same place forever, but there was no mitzvah of Masa Mishkan. There was no mitzvah to carry the Mishkan from Shiloh to Noiv. They had to build the Mishkan in Shiloh. The Mishkan Shiloh was Chorev. They had to build a new Mishkan in Noiv. Sure, that some things that they built in Noiv, they salvaged from Shiloh. But there was no mitzvah per se to carry the Mishkan from Shiloh to Noiv. There was a mitzvah to build the Mishkan in Shiloh. When that was Chorev, they had to build a new Mishkan. So they built another Mishkan in Noiv, whatever they had available from Shiloh. So why should they make it from scratch? They could get it from the salvage from Shiloh. But it's not, there was no mitzvah of Masa HaMishkan. There was no concept of Masa HaMishkan. Masa HaMishkan only applied in the Midbar where the Mishkan was portable. And there it's shown the Mishkan was not portable. It was not a keli. It was a binyan. And a binyan is not portable. There's no mitzvah how to carry the Beis HaMikdash. And there's no mitzvah how to carry the Mishkan. And if there's no mitzvah how to carry the Mishkan, then there's no mitzvah how to carry the kelim of the Mishkan, because the kelim of the Mishkan are not separate entities from the Mishkan itself. And therefore the Rambam held that after the Bedar Midbar passed, with the passing of the Dor HaMidbar, the mitzvah had to carry the Mishkan passed, and the mitzvah had to carry the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash went into abeyance. None of that are mitzvahs l'shah, or the mitzvahs l'dorish, rather, all of those are mitzvahs l'shah. Masha'enkin the Oren. The Oren, the Rambam holds, is not part of the Mishkan. It's an independent entity. It has a separate existence from the Mishkan. And the Oren already is a kli. The Mishkan is a binyan, so there's no halacha how to carry a binyan, except in the Midbar, where there was Masa HaMishkan. There's sure there's no carrying of the Mishkan. But the Oren is separate from the Mishkan, it's independent, it has its own existence, and it is a keli. And therefore there are halachas how the Oren has to be carried. Those halachas, the Rambam holds, the Rambam maintains, are l'doros. That's already not l'shah. And therefore the Rambam, when he brings the halacha l'doros of Bakot of Yisro, the keli doesn't have it. But in the Oren it remains. And therefore the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Bakot of Yisro for the Oren, but not for the other keli. Yeah, what do you want to say? Oh, very good. So now we can understand, very good. So now we can understand what changed when they crossed the Yarden. The Rama says that really the mitzvah should be on the Kohenim, the Rama says. But Kotev so really should devolve on the Kohenim. But in the Midbar, it says the Rama, there weren't enough Kohenim, so it had to be shouldered by Bnei Kohos. So the question was, so what happens when they crossed over the Yarden? So all of a sudden there's enough Kohenim to go around? There weren't... A few weeks ago, there weren't enough Kohenim, and now they crossed the Yarden, and all of a sudden there are enough Kohenim? The answer is yes. There was a big change. The change is that as long as they were in the Midbar, the mitzvah was not only to carry the Aron. The mitzvah was to carry the Aron and the Shulchan and the Mizbech and the Menorah, a lot of Kohenim. The mitzvah included all of them, because Bakot of Yisod was a bit of Masa HaMishkan. There were not enough Kohenim. There was Aron, there was Elazar, Itamar. Maybe they had some of the Enikluch already by the end of the Dor HaMidbar. So there were enough kelim to carry the Oren, but there weren't enough kelim to carry all of the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the miyat ha-kelim, they had to include, the mitzvah had to be on Bnei Kohos. The minute they crossed the Yarden, the mitzvah of Masa HaMishkan went into abeyance. There's no longer a mitzvah of Masa HaMishkan. The mitzvah now is only to carry the Oren. The Oren now is separate from Masa HaMishkan. There's no more Masa HaMishkan. And if there's no more Masa HaMishkan, then there's no longer a mitzvah to carry the other kelim bakotev. Now you can put them in wagons. The mitzvah now is only to carry the Oren. To carry the Oren alone, that's where enough kelim. So as soon as they cross the Yarden, the mitzvah now shifts. Not because there became more kelim, but because there became fewer kelim that had to be carried bakotev. So therefore, when they cross the Oren already, the kelim carried. And the truth is, you see it in the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, When they traveled in the Mishkan, when they traveled in the Midbar, where did the Mishkan travel? Where within the Machna did the Mishkan travel? First, last, where was the Mishkan? In the middle. When they went to cross the Yarden, so the pasuk says that the Oren went ahead. Derech Choshes Yomim. The Oren went far ahead. What was it doing far ahead? Masa Mishkan, the Mishkan, the Oren, everything has to be in the middle. B'soich HaMachna. The answer is it's no longer Masa Mishkan. You're going into Eretz Yisrael. All of that goes by the wayside. There's no longer in the Masa HaMishkan. There's no Besoy HaMachne. There's no Degolim. Now the Oren goes ahead. It's a whole different format. You see, even in Chumash, this is in Pesukim Parshas in Yehoshua. You see, even in Chumash, when they left Har Sinai to go to Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah says, Vayisum Mibbe Har Sinai, when they left Har Sinai, and they were supposed to be going directly to Eretz Yisrael, then everything went wrong. They had the Meraglim, and they had to take a 40-year detour. But originally, actually, they set out from Har Sinai to go towards Eretz Yisrael. Torah says, "Va'aron bris Hashem l'seil l'fneim losur lehem menucha." The Aron went ahead. What was he doing ahead? What happened to Locha b'seicha machna? B'seicha machna is in the midbar, but now they're going directly to Eretz Yisrael. Directly to Eretz Yisrael, the Aron is not part of Masa Mishkan anymore, and the Aron therefore went ahead. That already changed. They couldn't do it then. It didn't carry through then. They had to stay in the midbar. But now, say for Yeshua, they're going to Eretz Yisrael. Now they're finally going to Eretz Yisrael. The Aron, the Sukkim say for Yeshua says, say that the Aron, they're ready. The Aron again went ahead. There's no more Masa Mishkan. Now ready to play them, carry the Aron. Okay, so just to review what we've seen, we have five questions, but four in regard to the Aron. We had a question: why the Rambam has the mitzvah of Doris only to carry the Aron Bakosef? Why not all of the other Kalim? In the Chumash, Bakosef he saw is all of the other Kalim. We had a question: how is it that in the Midbar the Rambam said there weren't enough Kalim to do it? They had to have Bnei Kohos, but as soon as they crossed the Yarden, all of a sudden there were sufficient Kalim. That was the second question. The third question was: Why is no Isra of Lesasan Iti, the Isra to replicate the Kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, the Rambam brings in regard to the other Kalim, but he doesn't mention it in regard to the Aron? The fourth question was, why, when you build a Shul, is there Halach of Me'ein Mikdash in regard to the doorway point of the Rambam, but not in regard to the Aron Kodesh? So all of these questions, basically, we were answered with the same idea, that the Rambam Shita is clear in the language of the Rambam, that the Aron was not part of the Beis Hamikdash, therefore there's no din of Meir Mikdash in regard to the Aron, not only make the other Kalim because of Meir Mikdash, doesn't apply to the Aron. Therefore, the other Kalim, carrying the other Kalim, is part of Masa HaMishkon. Carrying the Aron is independent mitzvah. Therefore, carrying the other Kalim is only a mitzvah l'shoah, not a mitzvah l'doris. Carrying the Aron is a mitzvah l'doris. That's what changed when they crossed the Yarden, therefore. As soon as they crossed the Yarden, there weren't so many more Kalim, but there were far fewer Kalim that had to be carried. So therefore, the mitzvah immediately transferred to the Kalim. And therefore, when you build a shul, the doorway of a shul, that's part of the structure, that has to be a main mitzvah. But the Aron, that's maybe reminiscent of the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash was not part of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it doesn't have to be in the Shul in the same place that it was in the Beis HaMikdash, at least according to the Rambam. And then finally we had another issue, which we also talked about, which is the Shitas Ramban. The Ramban holds differently than the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash are part of the mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdash. The Shitas Ramban is completely different, that the mitzvah to build the Kalim is part of the mitzvah of the various avodas that the Kalim serve. So that, for example, making a menorah is part of the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah. So use that to explain the Shitas Ramban. The Ramban says that all of the details of the kalim were only l'shoah, they were not l'doris. L'doris, they could have made the kalim differently, if al pi nevuah they were told to. But yet, the Arachayim proves from the Gemara that those aspects of the kalim that are l'ikuvah, the Ramban agrees, those are l'doris, ribuah and kronos and so on. So why should there be such a distinction? So I suggested that the Ramban is the Shitosah, that the aspects of the Kalim that are li'ikuva, those are critical to the avodah that the Kali is serving. So seven kondim, if you don't have seven kondim, so you can't light the menorah. So that's already included in the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah. Light a menorah on a menorah that has shiva kondim. So that's already a mitzvah of l'doris. It's included in hadlokas ha-menorah. Hadlokas ha-menorah is l'doris. So those aspects of the menorah that are ma'akib in the hadlokas ha-menorah are also l'doris. But those aspects of the menorah that are not critical to the avodah, those have nothing to do with the avodah. They're not included in the mitzvah of the avodah. They're a mitzvah in their own right to build the kalim to these requirements. But that already the Ramban holds was a mitzvah l'shoah. That already was not a mitzvah l'doris.